What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 1, Nottingham Forest 1. I'm going to keep this to the minute and hope my timekeeping is better than the referees. Chelsea face a side which are very difficult to break down. Forest played well with the low block, disrupted the rhythm and did everything they could to stop Chelsea getting the result. By the end of the game, Chelsea were running it close, really playing well. But Sells turned himself into the Belgian Gandalf in goal, stopping every opportunity that headed towards the Nottingham Forest net. Obviously, Nonny Madueke equalised early in the second half after Forest went ahead at the beginning of the second half and did everything he could to try and drag Chelsea to this win. Again, showing that he can turn up after everything we've been saying about him on the pod over the past couple of weeks. Robert Sanchez made some big saves at the end to keep it at 1-1, despite James Ward-Prowse being sent off by the referee for Nottingham Forest. Obviously, a big loss for them from set pieces, but still they managed to cause a lot of problems there. But that is a full-time result. Chelsea 1, Nottingham Forest 1. And we'll hand you over to the lads to give their thoughts on the game.
So me and Louis pre-game spoke a lot about low blocks and whether Chelsea would really struggle in this game. I feel like the first half was more of what I fear and what we've seen at Stamford Bridge. I think the 4-4-2 out of possession where you had Wood and Gibbs-White in this kind of very rigid and well-constructed Forest shape, I think hurt Chelsea, and Chelsea found it very difficult to make the ball stick to keep Forest under sustained pressure. The funny thing was, you'd think after they scored that opening goal in the second half that rigidness and that confidence in their defensive structure would only increase and Chelsea would get more frustrated and maybe more panicked and do stupid things. But actually, that's when the pressure ramped up from Chelsea and we finally saw some high-quality opportunities. I mean, the XG itself, Chelsea created over two goals. It looks like an XG in open play. So, especially, of course, that is weighted by the Nkunku chance after them losing James Ward-Prowse and being down to 10 men for a long period of time. But the second half gave me more hope and confidence, especially the way Chelsea responded. And of course, that came through Nonny and Madueke. But maybe just an interesting thing that we're going to have to see a longer sample size. I mean, maybe you could be really brutal and say Forest, Palace at home, two teams that are going to defend a bit deeper and Chelsea have failed to beat either. So things to consider for Maresca as we head into a very difficult run after the international break.
Well, it's back to last season and Chelsea being unable to finish their dinner. Forest down to 10, Louis' favourite player, James Ward-Prowse, sent off, rightfully so, for a second yellow card. And Chelsea create more than enough chances to win that game. A game that had so many shots. Cole Palmer was everywhere, created six big chances created from him. Enzo Fernandez, slightly sloppy, but still created four big chances. Chelsea having 2.24 expected goals and failing to score big chances, of course, for Nkunku, for Felix Palmer as well, himself having a couple. Chelsea had more than enough opportunities to win that game. In the end, it's a point. It keeps Chelsea in fourth, heading into the international break before a run of very big games. But yeah, 2.24 expected goals for Chelsea, only less than 0.5 for Nottingham Forest. Tells you the story of that game, I think, in terms of the chances Chelsea did create. But once again, have to take the draw and move on into fourth, as always.